The Health Fix Podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. Today, I have Dr. Greg Echo back on. Now, you might remember him from episode 156, where we dished on Parkinson's and other chronic degenerative neurological conditions. But if you didn't hear that podcast, Dr. Greg is a naturopathic doctor just like me and an acupuncturist like me as well. He's the owner of the Nature Cures Clinic in Portland, Oregon, and he has dedicated his life to treating neurodegenerative disorders. And today we are going to be diving into stem cell therapy as a treatment for neurodegenerative disorders. And we're also going to be talking about his Brain Degeneration Summit. So stay listening to this to hear all about that, because holy cow, he's got some big folks lined up for that and pretty much the top of the top in the brain universe. So Dr. Greg, welcome back to The Health Fix.
Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about stem cells because I think this is a big area in that a lot of patients want to know about it. They want to know more details about it. And I think down to like the nitty gritty in terms of how it can actually help the nerves, how it can help the brain. So let's first talk about stem cells, like what a stem cell is and what it isn't, because there's controversy, right? We have heard about the umbilical cord stem cells and we've heard about other types of stem cells. And I think a lot of people at this point are still in limbo land about a stem cell. So let's do the nitty gritty of basic stem cell 101.
Indeed. So on stem cells basically are in everyone's bodies. You know, in our current bodies, we can find them in our fat and in our bone marrow. They're also called pericytes. So peri means next to, site means cell. So before they become a stem cell in your own body, because your body makes these stem cells, they're called next to the cell, pericytes. And your body, when it's injured, it sends out a little cytokine or a honing beacon saying, hey, body, pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. I need support and healing. That activates your own stem cells. They jump into the into your vasculature, into your circulation. They become a stem cell. And the stem cell, how it works, it will either turn into the tissue that was damaged, or, and what we're learning now in the research that's coming out, is they're really cell signaling units. So it works like they're secreting anti-inflammatory cytokines and growth hormone and basically donating the pieces and parts that your body's and innate intelligence needs to heal itself. So they really help your body heal itself. So that's stem cell kind of 101. They come in from the fat, come in from the bone marrow. They're distributed throughout your body. Now, as we age, our stem cells get, they slow down. They slow down with age and they get damaged because, you know, we're exposed to a lot of chemicals in the United States, 80,000 and plus. And, you know, we store those toxins in our fat, and that's where these stem cells kind of hang out, that pericyte next to the cell. So I personally, I don't like to use somebody's own old stem cells when we do a stem cell procedure. So up to this point in time, maybe about 12 years ago, you could harvest your own stem cells out of your fat or your bone marrow. And then the new kid on the block, well, in the United States, over the last 5 to 8 years, is the umbilical and amniotic tissue stem cells. And this is coming from basically medical birth waste that, you know, it's in the placenta and the amniotic tissue at birth. And that tissue in the United States has just been thrown out for, you know, pretty much historical processes. Now, though, there are stem cell banks that these women that are giving birth can donate their tissue to the stem cell bank and have these stem cells harvested. Of the variety that I use, so I do use that. It's my preferred method. It's what I've used on me. It's what I've been using on my patients, and it's effective. And I think it's effective because these are really vital cells, right? These are, you know, they haven't been adulterated. They're new, fresh cells, basically. And what I like about it is the women are not reimbursed for the tissue, so there's no coercion. They're just good Samaritans. They know that these cells are going to help a lot of people heal. So those are the three types of stem cells and basically what they do. Wondering if you want some clarification in there.
No, I think that gives us a very good background, because a lot of people will ask me, yeah, why would we use fat if that's where we store our toxins? Why would we use our own stem cells if we're already, quote, messed up, or if, you know, we have degeneration already going on? So it makes perfect sense that we would use these really, really fresh or new stem cells, if you will. So I think that makes a really a good baseline. Now, I think with the next question that folks might have, and I get this a lot in my office, is, okay, so you got these stem cells, you take them out of an umbilical cord or, you know, a placenta, and how do we administer them to the body? What's the next step? How does it work?
Oh, great question. So, you know, what it looks like, you know, a lot of folks maybe know more about PRP or platelet-rich plasma or other injections like that, where those things, that is a regenerative medicine procedure, but it causes inflammation in the body. These procedures, depending, let's say it's the knee. So over half of the procedures we've done at Nature Cures have been on knees. Knees don't have a great blood flow. So it's bone on bone and cartilage, and there's not great blood flow in the middle. You know, we're bipedal, our weight comes down on this joint, it wears out the cartilage, and then up to this point, people would need to get a knee replacement. Well, now, you know, what it would look like, somebody coming into the clinic for a program, you'd come in, we do some preliminary labs before you get in. You come in, we do the procedure on day one, which is we would inject right into the knee capsule and or to the hip or shoulder or neck, depending, you know, wherever the main complaint is. And then we also do acupuncture on that day. But there's no downtime. So I've had instructors of, you know, like the warm pool arthritis classes, they come in, they'll get their knees done, and then that night they're out teaching their class. There's no downtime, which is phenomenal, which is a lot different even from like cortisone injections, which create, you know, pretty traumatic insertion into the body. So this is, you know, I wouldn't call it pain-free, but there's no flare-up from it. It is an injection into sometimes a very tight space. But that said, I've had, you know, patient Rita, she was 76-year-old, looking at her right knee replacement. She already had her left knee replaced. She had no cartilage left in her knee. And the orthopedic doctors say, well, if there's no cartilage in there, there's no way that the body can regrow cartilage. Well, I hope that they would talk to Rita, because in 2 weeks' time, she was pain-free and had full mobility back in her knee. Now, that doesn't happen for everybody, but just to give your listeners a for instance, I also had George, 91-year-old Marine, couldn't walk more than 0.4 of a mile with his osteoarthritis. We gave him, he actually did the brain regeneration program, which we can talk about in a little bit, but because he had arthritis throughout his whole body, he just got back from the Basque region of Spain, where he was hiking the, you know, between the churches, that 2.5 mile trek a day, pain free. It was like he came back with such a smile on his face and, you know, bucket list trip done. Really inspired me to go visit that area of Spain. It sounds lovely. And to be able to facilitate that for a patient at 91, really his quality of life has gone through the roof without, you know, getting his mobility back and getting out of pain. So the procedure depends on, you know, what region of the body we're doing. If it's knees, we're going right into the knee. Hips, I had a 50-year-old Malcolm. He was an airline pilot for Alaska for 20 years. So sitting in the cockpit, his hip, you know, he's starting to have issues with his hip. The orthopedic doctor said, you need a hip replacement. The guy's 50 years old, which in my book is really young, and also loves to play hockey. And so if he got his hip replaced, he would not be able to play hockey ever again in his life. Malcolm, you know, 3 years later now, he's out playing hockey 3 nights a week, full mobility, full strength in that hip. Such a joy.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard some quite, you know, amazing stories with the stem cells, especially with the joints in particular. It's quite impressive. Now, what would be the treatment course? How long, how many injections? Can it work after one injection, or does it take a series, much like PRP or things of that nature might take?
You know, the goal, if we're doing our job well with assessment and evaluation, is just to go through one program. So the one thing that differentiates our clinic here versus others, a lot of places will just inject you and say, okay, see you later. Well, we put in on top of the stem cell procedure, regenerative stem cell procedure, hyperbaric oxygen. So I'm a firm believer in that. Oxygen is a major food source for these cells to really assure that they're going to be around. Hyperbaric oxygen is standalone therapy for anti-inflammatory benefit and healing the brain, healing the joints, basically making our bodies just function better with an adequate oxygen response. And then coupled with the acupuncture to help with circulation. So, you know, typically people will come in, I call it Camp Nature Cures. They come in for 4 days. We do some intensive therapy. So you'd come in, let's say we're still talking knee. You get your knee injected. We do an IV multivitamin mineral drip. So we get a bunch of wellness coming into the system. We do some acupuncture on that day. Then the next 3 or 4 days, you're coming in for 2 hyperbaric treatments, which are 90 minutes each. So you can do 90 minutes in a hyperbaric chamber in the morning, followed by an acupuncture treatment. Then you do hyperbarics in the afternoon, followed by acupuncture treatment. So we do about 5 hyperbarics and 5 acupunctures. And that's considered a program for, let's say, your knee joint. And then we'll follow up at, you know, 3 months, 5 months, 8 months. We're getting about 94 to 95% success rate over an 8 month period. So when we're talking about regrowing cartilage, it can take some time. And so sometimes, you know, after the 3 month mark, about 50% of people respond in the first 3 months. And then we're getting another, 50% there. So it's 45 to 46%. So 95, 96% response rate at the 8 month window. So it's a bell shaped curve around the 3 month window. So sometimes I'm cheerleading towards that second part of the bell shaped curve. For instance, I had a couple come in. They're both really active kind of landscape architects, and they're outdoors all the time. And his back was really hurting, and she had a chronic 10-year tendonitis that was not resolved by acupuncture, physical therapy, cortisone injections, trigger point injections, you know, you name it. She had every therapy under the book, PRP. So, of course, they came in. His back pain totally resolved really quickly, and she got upset at us. And I told her, I said, you know, it can take some time. She's like, but it worked for him so quickly. I was like, I know. That's great, isn't it? And I said, look, it can hang in there. You know, I'm pulling my pom-poms out, kind of cheering for her, Colette. She was grumpy. She was grumpy with my staff and with me, and, you know, for good reason. She was in pain, chronic pain in her elbow.
Oh, but elbows. Oh, God.
Yeah, elbow. And she's using it every day, right? So it's just like dogging her, and every day she's feeling this pain. 5 month window, she woke up, did not have pain, and thankfully she called us. She apologized to my staff. She apologized to me. She said, just like Dr. Eckel said, I woke up one day and my pain was gone. I can't believe it. You know, and I was like breathing, you know, a sigh of relief, like, thank goodness we got her elbow under control. And, you know, so it can take some time, right? It's an inflammatory process, and there's scar tissue and, you know, fibrosis that can set in, and depending on the injury and what's going on. So, you know, it can take a little bit of time too.
Well, that's good to know, because I think a lot of people, you know, when you're looking at a therapy such as this, it sometimes has been, let's put it this way, some advertisements for it make it sound like it is going to be boom, one and done. And, you know, your life's going to be amazing, and you're going to get like the brand new puppy and $1 million.
So right,
you know,
right.
Sometimes you're like, wow, okay. But, you know, it's good that you mentioned the elbow, because I think I find the elbow to be one of the trickiest areas to treat, hands down, no matter if it's acupuncture, if it's trigger points, if it's, it's good to hear that stem cell also can take a little longer. And I'm sure that every case varies, but I think for folks out there, a lot of times the elbow tends to be one of those sticking points. So anyway, I'm just sympathizing with this poor gal that took time because that elbow is a bugger.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people might be thinking right now, does insurance cover this type of treatment or is it cash only? How does it work down in Oregon? Because as far as I know, in Washington, it is a cash only type of deal.
Yeah, across the country. So one thing to know, this is not an FDA approved therapy. Now, one of the things around that, there's no surgery in this country that is FDA approved. So, that's just to put it into perspective. But because it's not FDA approved, the insurance companies are not currently reimbursing for this procedure. So it is an out-of-pocket expense. I think as we go further into the healthcare debacle in this country, I think our mindsets need to change to more like car insurance. Like,
yeah,
in the past, insurance paid for everything, for better or worse. And, you know, we have to carry insurance on our vehicles, but it doesn't pay for our tires or for the oil change or for window repair, you know. And so that is, you know, insurance is not going to pay for your wellness or for your healthcare. They'll pay if it's catastrophic, and that's really how we should think about it. I don't know about you in Washington State, but in Oregon, you know, patients' deductibles are going up and up and up, very high deductibles. And so we got to really get our minds around it. Like, healthcare really should promote thriving, but it doesn't, right? We have a diseased sick care model of care. And so we've got to get out of this thought process of, well, if my insurance doesn't cover it, I'm not going to do it. Well, your insurance is not going to cover much of anything, but like major surgery in the hospital. And, you know, I'm hearing that day in and day out. So it's one of the things that I encourage folks, if you have a health savings account, it can be covered there. Now, certain health savings account actually explicitly say, no, we won't cover stem cell procedures because they're experimental. I'm going to put big quotations around that. So if you saw me visually, you would see me with my fingers up putting quotes around experimental, because there is tons of research to support it. Clinically, our clinical evidence is through the roof. Like, we're seeing folks that are getting their lives back. Now, one word on that, and I'm with you. This is not a panacea for everything. So it's not a cure-all. It's not a, you know, like, let's just put those stem cells in and see if my body can heal. We want to really use it for the things that we have research on. And, you know, there's a couple things that I don't do procedures on folks that are smoking.
Yeah.
Or have uncontrolled diabetes or sugars, because those things will kill the cells, and it is an investment in time and money. And so we want to make sure you're getting the best return on that investment or the highest likelihood of a beneficial outcome.
I love to hear you say that, because yes, that is another really big component, is if your body's not healthy internally. You know, even this is kind of my spiel when I do PRP with patients, it's like, hey, if I'm going to take your blood out and I'm going to put it back in, it better be like top notch.
Yeah.
Going back in. Same thing, even though the stem cells aren't yours, you need a good environment for those suckers to live in. If you're going to try to put them into an environment that's less than stellar, well, you know, your chances of success are just not going to be as much as they could be if your body is a lot healthier, which is why I love when naturopathic doctors are doing stem cell therapies, because we understand what it takes to have the body healthy and what we need to do. Because I see a lot of stem cell folks that are MDs and you know, docs that are great in what they do, but they're forgetting the piece about the general health of the body. So someone gets a stem cell treatment and then they go out and have McDonald's, for lack of another term. Let's put fast food. Let's not put the label on just McDonald's, but they go out and have fast food and junky food and they're eating a bunch of snacks. You're not going to get the most out of your treatment and you're spending the money for it. So there you have it. That's my soapbox on that.
No, that's a good one, because, you know, that foundational work is, it really is crucial. So it's not, you know, a lot of clinics. So I tell folks, I lecture on this weekly down here in the Portland metro area, and I have a couple lectures online as well. And it is a big thing because you'll get folks that will do these procedures, these providers, and they'll put the cells in you, but there's no support, there's no follow-up, there's no follow-through. And, you know, I lecture nationally on this topic with a group called Go Wellness. We train other providers on regenerative medicine, and we have about 50 other clinics that we lecture to, and I'm responsible for, you know, clinical care and excellence in procedures. So I'm educating other providers on best practices for regenerative stem cell therapy. And our stats, we all keep stats, and our stats out of our Portland office here are better than a lot of the other clinics because of the adjunct therapies that we're putting in there, that we want to make sure that the cells are sticking around, they're in a healthy environment, and they're able to do what they're meant to do.
Absolutely. And folks, you know, one thing to think about listening to this, like the hyperbaric and the acupuncture, obviously I'm going to say acupuncture is amazing hands down. And of course, I think the hyperbaric's great too, but combining all of that together with the nutrition being on point, I mean, you're going to get a better outcome. So things to think about if you are considering stem cell therapy. Now, Dr. Greg, you talked about the knee. We talked about the elbow. What other things do you like to treat things, parts, things? Yikes, sometimes I have to watch what I say. What else do you like to treat with stem cells? Kind of what's your list or your favorites, if you will, just so folks get an idea of what else could be treated with stem cells if they're not familiar.
Sure. So definitely in the orthopedic realm, it's really well known. There's a ton of research. So knees, you know, if your knees are giving out, or osteoarthritis, your hips, your low back, facet joints, really osteoarthritis across the board, anywhere in the body, wrists, hands. I actually recently treated a couple of massage therapists. They've been massage therapists for 40 plus years, and they've got some arthritic changes in their hands, and both of them came in and said, wow, my hands are better. So, you know, things, I guess, in the orthopedic realm. Another big one is rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune conditions. So these cells, the regenerative stem cells and exosomes, and even we use peptides with these cases, with folks with autoimmune conditions, it really can help turn off an autoimmune condition, rheumatoid arthritis being one of the big ones, right? We see all of those ads about Humira out there right now, which is like the darling of the pharmaceutical realm, because it's like 80 grand a prescription, right? They're direct-to-consumer advertising on the TV. You know, you can't really pick up a magazine or watch TV without a Humira ad coming up, right? I think they spend
every other advertisement.
Yeah, like $536 million a year they're advertising, and they're getting a tenfold return on that. So, you know, and those biologics, they come with a lot of side effects. So definitely in autoimmune realm. And then the one that the big category that's near and dear to me is neurodegeneration and really helping the brain function better. That one for multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, general brain health, and then also longevity. So I put them kind of in that continuum of care for neurologic health. It's a big player, especially the way that we deliver it as far as a whole program and package here.
Okay. Glad you mentioned that, because I was hoping you're going to go there. I'm like, okay, we talk about orthopedics, but I want to know about the other stuff.
Yes.
So let's go with the rheumatoid and the autoimmune conditions first. Then we'll go into neurodegeneration, because that's going to segue lovely into talking about your Brain Degeneration Summit. So
yeah.
With those peptides and with the rheumatoid and the autoimmune, what kind of peptides are we talking about here? Oh, folks, by the way, peptides, small little protein fragments. Just so you got the background there. But what kind of peptides? What are we talking about? Which ones are you using?
You know, there are three that I really like. And of course, you're asking me that off the top. And do I know their names? You know, I've got them back in my lab.
Like
one
BPC?
Is, what's that?
EPC-157?
That one I use for just general healing. That's a great one to get folks back online. Cerebro...
Lysin, yeah.
Yes, Cerebro Lysin. And I'm going to just leave it at that one. So, you know, okay. the rest of them, I don't have them. There's a newer component into the, you know, they're kind of like the flavor of the month out there. So I'm slow on new adoptions on certain things. And so I'm just, you know, I've got my toe in the water and I'm watching on my early patients. And then in that network, the Go Wellness Network, they're heavy into it. So I'm just kind of waiting to see on their results.
Hey, I put Dr. Greg on the spot there on that one. I did not prep him prior to on peptides. And if you see me in my private practice, you know, I play with peptides a lot. And just like you said, it's like finding out in the water, like what's working, what's not, because I've kind of been playing with peptides for about 2 years now. And I find the same thing. It's like, I got to sit back and go, all right, what's working, what's not. With autoimmune stuff, thymus and alpha one's really doing some things and I'm seeing change, but it doesn't work for everybody. So let's leave it at that you can combine the stem cells with some peptides. And it's really, as I'm sure you'd agree with me, it is not a one size fits all situation with peptides. Peptides are super unique based on what someone's constitution and what we're working with in that.
Correct. Yeah.
So let's talk then about neurodegeneration and using stem cells for MS, for the brain, for just general longevity. Because I think a lot of people are going, okay, well, if you inject these into like knees and you're injecting into hips, where do you put them for just general health? How does it get to my brain? How's it going to help, you know, with my MS? Where are you injecting? How does that work?
Yeah, so with... in particular, we got to get these to the brain. And there was some research that came out of England, 100 cases of relapsant remittent MS that have no evidence of disease on repeat MRI. That came out 2 years ago. Mm. And now, unfortunately or fortunately, they use chemotherapy to kind of wipe the person's immune system out and then did the regenerative stem cell procedure. I don't think we need to do that, and that's not what we're seeing in our clinic. So we do, to deliver it up to this point in time, you had to use mannitol in an IV. Mannitol is an irritant to the blood-brain barrier that kind of creates a leaky blood-brain barrier that allow the cells to get in there. I don't like that one. I've lectured to my provider network to say, hey, we could actually do this with DMSO. DMSO is a great chaperone molecule. And then we also are doing, we're using an intranasal procedure that Arnold Kaplan, who is, he's the scientist that named the mesenchymal stem cells or mesenchymal stem cells, the MSCs. He's the one that named it, and he created or was involved in some research with using an intranasal procedure. Now, when you say that, and people think there's a big needle going up their nose. There's no needle. It's a flexible catheter, and we put the cells into sinus cavity, and then within 10 minutes, the research is showing that these cells are surrounding the brain and brainstem in the cerebral spinal fluid surrounding the brain. And so they're going internally, they go through the cribriform process and are absorbed that way. So it's kind of a nice backdoor route into the brain to get these cells up there. So we do IV, we get them systemically throughout the body, and then we also do an intranasal procedure.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I have quite a few patients who are interested in what you are offering because they've had some serious brain degeneration. Couple folks that are coming back from damaging their brain from use of too much ecstasy over time with causing basically degeneration from that. And so it's kind of hot in that market. So for those of you who are out there who know somebody, or maybe perhaps you are having some issues because of drug abuse, I have heard, and Dr. Greg can help correct me if I'm incorrect, that stem cells might be a great option or somewhere to start to reboot the brain a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And actually, even in addiction, there are some studies showing helping people that are still addicted to not be addicted anymore.
Wow, that is super cool. So there's lots of options here. And with using the systemic IV and the intranasal application, are folks also, in terms of a package, working with hyperbaric when they get these types of treatments? Or how do you have that set up for folks?
So on a brain regeneration program, so these are the folks that I actually have folks flying in from around the globe at this point for this treatment. Mm-hmm. And they're camped out at my clinic. So it is Camp Nature Cures at that point. And what we do two procedure days. So there's an intranasal and an IV treatment given on day one with acupuncture. And then we're doing two sessions of hyperbarics a day. With the acupuncture following. And so we're getting about 10 hyperbaric treatments, 10 acupunctures, and they're getting 4 units of the regenerative stem cell procedure.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. Very, very impressive. I'm going to come do acupuncture for you. I'm
looking awesome. At this. Going, yeah.
That sounds like
we're,
cool.
We're hiring providers. So we are growing. And so I am looking for some support for this work. So if any of your listeners are providers, you know, definitely get in touch if you're looking to move to Portland, Oregon, you know, because our clinic is growing. This need is great. And it's, you know, kind of a segue into my brain degeneration summit, you know.
I set it up well.
Yes, you really did. You know, this is such an underserved population of folks, and my heart really goes out to folks suffering with any neurodegeneration. And you know, the rates are just on the rise. And I just about finished up recording about 33 interviews with top-notch researchers, clinicians, and experts in the field on different facets of brain health. And wow, what an education for me. And I'm in the field. I'm really excited to get this information out to folks. It comes out April 6th through the 12th. And, you know, it's going to be powerful because, you know, a lot of these folks, they've been in the trenches looking to help people. And I'm talking to people from around the globe and they feel really isolated and alone, overwhelmed. There's not a lot of great information to give somebody like, hey, you have a Parkinson's diagnosis or you have MS diagnosis or you're developing early onset dementia. Like, you know, these can be really depressing, you know, titles to get.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like almost, well, yeah. Life altering, depressing, isolating.
Yeah.
You know, you name it. It's huge to have information and have all of the top folks. My goodness. So you had mentioned Dietrich Klinghart. You had mentioned
yes.
Dr. Senecoff. Who else? Just give us like a little, you know.
Got Dr. Perlmutter.
There you go.
I asked him directly on, you know, how would you grow a new brain? So we had a really interesting conversation. I've got Dr. Peter Osborne, who is the gluten warrior, talking on diet. I got Dr. David Jockers talking about ketogenic diet and different things you can do. So I've got Stephanie Senoff, who has done seminal research on kind of the crime against humanity that Monsanto has created with their Roundup product and glyphosate.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, it's alarming actually. On that one, I'll just pause right there because what she's showing in her research is the glyphosate is a glycine backed molecule is how the pesticide works. And she's showing that goes in and replaces glycine in our DNA. So it's damaging our DNA and really aging aging people. And, you know, we've seen the big lawsuits now for certain blood-borne cancers that have been linked to that. And I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, this stuff is, I mean, when you're talking about a molecule that goes in and replaces itself in our DNA strand, that's how our cells recreate themselves and to become whole in the future. And so now we're having something that comes in there and it's stopping the replication of our own cells. It's really alarming. So, you know, one of the take homes is kind of a, you know, we know that this is a good thing, eat organically, but this is even more important. Like, no, it's actually either pay for it now or you pay for it later. And we, you know, I really want to get the word out to people because this is, you know, that stuff is showing up in children's cereals. And I mean, it's just so ubiquitous in our environment at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's downright disturbing. It is
really
disturbing. So this is going to be good. So folks, you got to listen into the Brain Degeneration Summit. So let's talk about how folks can access it. And by the way, folks, this is open to anyone and everyone. So where do we access it for April? Because, I mean, this podcast is going to be going out in a couple weeks. So at this point, it will probably be early March by the time the podcast comes out. But I will be making sure that I promo the daylights out of this.
Lovely.
So where is it at and how do we, folks, get a hold of it?
So it is online. Hopefully at that time, we've got you a specific link that you can put out to your network to help get the word out, because it is going to be a big game changer out there in neurodegeneration. It is Health Talks Online as the host. They're helping me put this thing on. Mm-hmm. But I think we can get, you know, you can get a specific link for your tribe and listeners. And, you know, there's all kinds of free gifts that my speakers are given. You know, another component that we're dealing with, you know, I've got environmental component, I've got diet nutrition component, I've got movement aspect to it. I have specific therapy. So I've got a couple clinics around the country that specialize in neurodegeneration. The other big player was Jeffrey Smith talking about genetically modified food. So in that nutrition camp, also ancestral trauma. So I've got Sarah Payton talking about your resonant self and how ancestral traumas change our epigenetic expression.
Nice.
And then follow it up with Dr. Ben Lynch talking about our dirty genes and what to do about those. So, you know, it's been really fun interviewing folks on this, and, you know, hopefully it'll reach everybody that is listening. You'll get the links, you'll see it getting promoted, and, you know, it is a free summit. It's going to be 7 days long. There's about 4 or 5 lectures a day. If that seems like too much to take in, it probably is. You're also welcome to purchase it. It's a small fee, I believe $47, and you can own all of the lectures. It's taken me about 9 months to put this together, so it's been a labor of love, and I've got some really good information in the summit. So, you know, it is free, and you can consume it from wherever you are on the globe.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, folks, I will make sure that I have a link and it'll be in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. It will also be at thehealthfixpodcast.com, and I'll put it up in Facebook, Instagram. We'll blow it up for you. Don't worry about that. And then I'm sure we'll be able to find it on some of Dr. Greg's outlets as well. Now, we need to talk about your book.
Yes.
Because I alluded to it a little bit in podcast before that we had you on, but now it sounds like it's really coming along now.
It's real. I got my author's copy. It's like my, you know, this thing that was just in my head and on the computer has now been birthed into the environment. So it's Shake It Off, an integrative approach to Parkinson's solutions. And in there, I talk about, you know, how I got into why neurodegeneration has been my kind of purpose and passion over these last few years. and I talk about my fancy approach to chronic neurodegeneration, and you know, all kinds of things like that.
Oh, that is awesome that it is out and legit. Is it on, like, can folks get it on Amazon? Can they get it on Audible? Where
Amazon, currently Amazon is the place to be. Okay. It's on there, Shake It Off, An Integrative Approach to Parkinson's Solutions, Dr. Greg Eckel. And that'll lead you to be able to get it. It will be on Kindle. And hard copy print is available. I'm working on getting it onto Audible. I got to get, I have to record it yet. So that's the next phase that we'll do for sure for folks that like to listen to their books. And yeah, it'll be released to live in February. So I think by the time this comes out, it'll be up and running.
Okay. All right, folks. So I will also have some links to the book so that you can learn more about Parkinson's or some solutions to Parkinson's. If you have some family members or you yourself are struggling with Parkinson's. Now, if you are anywhere in the world, it sounds that you can go to see Dr. Greg at his clinic in Portland. It's called Nature Cures Clinic, and you can find it naturecuresclinic.com. Now, on your website, do you have a space where folks can submit questions in terms of, are we a good fit? Do you do calls in terms of like a 15-minute kind of chat calls? Do you offer anything of that for folks?
I have a complimentary call to see if we're a good fit. Okay. There's a form that you fill out right on the website, and it will direct you in. It'll send it right into my front desk, and then they'll get on the phone, call you up, and get you scheduled.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Dr. Greg, thank you so much for sharing all of this with my folks. I'm definitely going to be blowing up that Brain Degeneration Summit. I will be on there as well, because I have no doubt that all of the folks that you've got, and folks, I'm telling you, the docs he's got lined up are big deal folks that you cannot get on the phone in a regular day. So the fact that Dr. Greg has got these folks interviewed and everything for the summit, that is huge. And you're going to gain a lot of information from the summit. So if you know anyone that is struggling with anything related to brain degeneration, you've got to share this with them. Like, literally, when you get off this podcast, I want you to share this information and tag someone if you see Instagram, Facebook with it, and let's spread the word, because yes, as Dr. Greg said, there is not enough help out there. And unfortunately, our amount of folks that are suffering with brain degeneration conditions is increasing at a rapid rate. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Janine Krause here. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Guess what? I have a Facebook group. It's called Anti-Aging Health Tips with Dr. Janine Krause. So if you want a little bit more of the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group and let's chat. Now, I'm also offering a health transformation and restoration program. It's a one-on-one with me. And it's for folks who are sick and tired of going to doc after doc and health coach after health coach and not seeing the results that they want and deserve. In my program, I'm working with folks with transformation. So this isn't just a light program. This is a big deal. I'm going to change how you think about your health and your life kind of program. And I'm super excited to offer it to folks. And if you are at all interested, we should talk. I'm offering 45 minutes free with me chatting to see if and how I can help you. And you can get all the details over at my website, drjkrausend.com. All right. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.